Could these be the neutron stars predicted by Zwicky? Astronomers nicknamed them pulsars and immediately set their telescopes, searching for further clues about them. Just a year later, they found one, in the perfect place to put Zwicky's theory to the test.
In the winter, we have access to the beautiful part of the sky that contains the constellation of Taurus, the bull. Here we have the Pleiades, or the Seven Sisters. Down here we have another cluster of stars, which are the Hyades, that contain the bright star Aldebaran, the angry eye of the bull. And if we follow from Aldebaran in this direction toward that star there, just above there, we will find the closest pulsar to the solar system, the Crab Pulsar.
What particularly excited scientists when they discovered the Crab Pulsar was that it was buried deep within the remains of a supernova.
In this amazing picture, we see the remnant of a supernova explosion. But when we scan the central part of this nebula, we find the pulsar, which is the remnant of the core of the star that exploded.
Now that a pulsar was definitively connected to a supernova, scientists realized that they had discovered another of the seven ages of starlight. It showed Swiss astronomer Zwicky was correct all along. His theoretical equations predicted how a supernova could leave behind such a dense remnant.